This is JRS News. Coming up, $279 million set aside for a public sector modernization program. $40 million earmarked to improve economic and social well-being of persons with disabilities and government to regulate tobacco cultivation. The details after the break. Stay with us.
Jane, is how you start coming to work so early from the other day? You're working for a promotion.
No, my dear child, nothing like that. I realize that when I come work late, I don't get much work done, but when I come in early, I finish my task and even have time to plan for the next day. And because of that, my entire department has become more productive.
Well, I'm going to follow your lead and ensure that my department is more productive too.
Punctuality plays a key role in improving productivity. Be on time and use your time well. Productivity, pathway to prosperity. A message from the Jamaica Productivity Center.
Energy, so no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all of we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up on the energy.
Now the news. The government has set aside $279 million in the 2014-2015 estimates of expenditure to continue the public sector modernization program this year. Under the Public Sector Modernization Program 3, ministries, departments, and agencies will see improved management systems and customer service structures for efficient public service delivery. Targets for this fiscal year include the establishment of the Office of Chief Information Officer, procurement of information and communication technologies ICT equipment, and further work to establish a one-stop shop for business registration. Continued support is to be provided to the Auditor General's department with a training of 150 auditors. In an effort to strengthen accountability mechanisms for public bodies, the project has up to the end of February seen the delivery of the application management and data automation software Amanda to 9 parish councils island-wide. The system allows clients to submit and ascertain the status of their subdivision applications electronically. Jamaica will participate in the 3rd International Conference on Small Island Developing States, SIDS, later this year in Samoa. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen says the conference, to be held in September, will play an important role in placing the concerns of SIDS on the international agenda.
Jamaica will be focusing on the issue of small states on many fronts, including within the Commonwealth, where Jamaica is a member of the Ministerial Open-Ended Group on small states.
The Governor General was delivering the throne speech at the state opening of the 2014-2015 parliamentary year in Gordon House recently. The speech was delivered under the theme, Going for Growth, Creating Opportunities. $40 million has been earmarked in the 2014-2015 budget to improve the economic and social well-being of persons with disabilities. The money has been allocated to the Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities project. The project seeks to increase the employability and skills development of persons aged 18 to 36. It also aims to improve the service delivery of special education to children with disabilities. The Social and Economic Inclusion of Persons with Disabilities project, scheduled to end in June 2016, is being funded by the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development. And the government is expected to launch a strategy in July aimed at discouraging the cultivation of tobacco in Jamaica. The move is part of efforts to regulate the production and use of the drug. Under the initiative, tobacco farmers will be introduced to alternative crops such as Irish potato, ginger, tomato, and other produce that have export value. Chief Executive Officer of the Rural Agricultural Development Authority, RADA Lenworth Fulton, says the measure is being undertaken given the pivotal role the Agriculture Ministry has in monitoring the cultivation of tobacco. He says the strategy will target the 573 farmers engaged in tobacco cultivation, particularly those in St. Elizabeth and St. Anne. Mr. Fulton represented Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark at the recently held two-day interministerial meeting on tobacco and trade in Kingston. That was the GIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.